zechus for me to be able to speak to you from Yerushalayim. And I hope that soon we'll all have the zechus to be here together and to learn together here in person together in Yerushalayim. But we're going to try to make some hachanis, for Hanukkah. And I had a cheshek to learn some Torah from Rabbi Nosson Vassler, the Shlusha Yoyim. So the Torah that we're going to be learning is a piece from the first Chelek of Orech Chaim, Hashkamas HaBoker, Simon Ballad, Yud Aleph. Here, Rabbi Nosson is talking about the din, the klal and halacha that is so central to the whole yontif of Hanukkah. The din of malon b'kodesh v'lo meridin. Mr. Gemara is in Brachos, and the sugya is really the source of the din. The main source is in Menachos Tzadik Tes. And then our sugya, the Gemara Shabbos, Chafaluk, the sugya Chafaluk, the sugya of Hanukkah. With the Gemara discusses the machlokes between Beis Shan and Beis Hillel, and how we light Hanukkah candles. As you all know, come in. As you all know, the Hanukkah candles are lit in such a way. There's a machlokes Beis Shan and Beis Hillel. One second, I don't have another chair. The machloek is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai says that the din is parches v'haylach, but you begin with 8 and you go down the second night to 7 and 6 and so on. And according to Beis Hillel, the halach is mois v'haylach. The Gemara discusses the reason for Beis Shammai, the reason for Beis Hillel. He passed in course ches meyos v'haylach to Beis Hillel. So we light the first night one candle, and then we add second, third, and fourth, which is the din of Moshe V'Harlech. And there in the sugya, in Shabbos Chafal Tavei, the Gemara asks, my time of the Beis Hillel, what's the reason for Beis Hillel? And the Gemara says that the reason for Beis Hillel is Ma'alim B'Kodesh V'Ein Maridin, Ma'alim B'Kodesh V'Loi Maridin. That when it comes to Kedusha, the klal is that one must always ascend. We go higher and higher. Ma'alim b'kodesh. V'loy meridin. We don't descend. Beis Shammai has a different time. But according to Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, Moshe V'Harlech is because of this klal of when it comes to Dvarim Shebekedusha, Ma'alim b'kodesh. Ma'alim b'kodesh, we ascend. We move higher and higher and higher. So we go from one candle, second, third, and fourth, until we complete the 8 candles. So Rabbi Nosson is talking about this klal of Ma'alim HaKadosh ve'lo meridin in the context of Hanukkah. And as always, he takes us into the world of Rabbi Nachman, a very, very beautiful and deep world. So let's learn. Acha'inin hu. Shayes Sadiqim Shahin Gedolim B'Mayla B'Amis. There are Sadiqim who are very, very great, who are truthfully great people. Achma Oitzim Kedusha Alson. But because of their Kedusha, because of their great holiness, Einim Yechaylim Lizbal Ha'olim. They simply can't bear the world. They can't bear the world. They can't tolerate the world. And because of their great holiness, because of their great Kedusha, people are not holding what they are holding. People are not were not great. Simple Jews, certainly Jews who are worse than simple, people who are Parishim and Chaitim and so on, are sinners. These great tzaddikim find them to be unbearable. They're unbearable. And because of that, Kayasim alayim, you know, stories of certain tzaddikim, they would be angry, they would show anger, they just couldn't tolerate the impurity of these people. Because these great tzaddikim would feel intuitively, they will have, they would sense the plainness, or worse, the impurity of these people, and they couldn't be sorry for it. They simply, they couldn't bear it. They couldn't tolerate the things that were going on in these in their lives. Now we know that there were strong words that Bnei Yisrael heard, which the Muslim is going to refer to. We find in Navi that there were Nevi'im who couldn't bear what was going on with Bnei Yisrael. And even though these were the greatest tzaddikim, and Rav Moshe says because of their great tzaddikus, they simply couldn't be in the company of sinners. And Hashem Zbach, Rabbi Nelson writes, in a chokas b'zeh. But this is not what Hashem wants of the tzaddik. Hashem Zbach, in a chokas b'zeh. Hashem does not want this. Ki chofetz chesed hu. Hashem wants loving kindness. And he wants tzaddikim to always have rachmanis on Jews, to always be compassionate, and to have rachmanis. Karvo oisim afilim ahim k'may shahein, and to be the care of them, regardless of what they've done. No matter what they've done, afil in ahim k'may shahein, in whatever state the individual or the people are in, Hashem wants the tzaddik to have rachmanis, to be makar of him. Even though the Navi could ask a kasha, the tzaddik could ask a kasha, but Rabbi Shalom, you yourself have expressed your disappointment with the Jews. You yourself have shown that there's a charein af, that there's anger above. Rabbi Nosson says that even though Hashem has revealed to the Navi, or to the Tzavi, that he himself is angry at this Jew because of what he's done for the people. Hashem sent the Tzaddikim into this world to have rachmonis, to daven for Jews, and to be makar the Jews, to help them get better. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chetah Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu moved. He says, Moshe Yikach Es Oil, he took his tent, and not alone with Chutzal Machna, Hachik Min HaMachna. He didn't want to be in our neighborhood anymore. He didn't want to live in our neighborhood. It was hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to be with us. So he picked up his tent, and he went far away from the Machna, from our camp. Machm shechoto kolkach, because of our great sin. So Omar Hashem is Baruch. So the Baruch Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, Rabbi Moshe, I'm Ibekaz, I'm angry. Matabekaz, now you're also angry. In Cain, me Yikarvim. So who's going to be Makarvim? Who's going to help them out? One of us has got to help them. And we can't both be angry at them. Sometimes you have that in the house, you know, when you have the father's angry and the mother's angry. Then what's going to happen to the kid? So somebody has to say, you know, one of the parents has to say, you know, I need bakas, ata bakas, like, you know, me and Carvo. Like, if both of us are angry, both of us are just going to let him have it, then what's going to be with them, the mice? Because I guess when it comes to parents, I guess the other one's very annoyed. Like, how come you're being like the good guy, and I'm being the bad guy, or girl, whatever it is? But it's amazing, Chazal. Ami v'kas v'at v'kas v'kei niyakar. And it's brought by Rashi, come with Rashi. Ami v'kas v'at v'kas v'kei niyakar. So the Baruch Hashem says, don't get right that I'm angry. That's my inyan. That's my inyan. But you're the tzaddik, you're the Rebbe, and your job is to help them get out of this mess. We see this with a number of Nevi'im and Tzaddikim. Shem is Baruch Ba'atzmai, Kovah Lifnayim. That the Baruch Shem Kiviyach himself was complaining to the Navi. The Sipal Ham Godel Tzara Kiviyach. And told the Navi how much tzar, how much anguish he's having. She ached on the Avinash Yisrael Ham Reuben because of the many sins of the Jewish people. Uchashahim Chizku Devar. So then you, of course, like if the Baruch Hashem says something, you would agree, right? You're going to agree. So, and then when the Navi would not only agree, but the Navi would say, yeah, the Takan are good, and I have also this kind against them, I have a lot of kindness against them. So when the Navi would come to Mechazik, what Hashem said, that he's angry, and they didn't defend us, like with the Navi Yeshaya, or with the Navi, and the Navi did not stand up for us, didn't defend us. Take the lamb out. The Baruch Shalom didn't say, ah, so you agree with me. No, the Baruch Shalom had Akhtada. The Baruch Shalom was marked. Take the lamb out. Hashem had tremendous Akhtada with the Navi. What do you mean you agree with me? What do you mean you also have complaints? That's not why I sent you into the world. Commission was seen by Hishaya Anavi. We see with Hishaya Anavi. Dalio, Soma Kun, the Kinesi. The Anavi was very, very strong. And the Navi Hishaya, the way he referred to Am Yisrael, and you see by Hishaya Anavi at the beginning of the Sefer. Goy Chayte, Am Kevet Ovain. But the Navi Hishaya said the truth. He said, we're a nation that sins, we're heavy with our sins. And all the stuff that he says that we lay in a Shabbos Chazon is. So the Baruch Shalom wasn't happy. And every Navi is Kona Kinesi, that he's Makana the Bris, meaning he was defending Hashem's covenant. The Jewish people are Mezalzel and the Bris that they have with Hashem. And they're being oiv devarazar, and they're being pegim in the bris, v'chulu v'chulu, and Hashem is angry at them, and it says kana kinesi, and Abi Anavi is mekana kines Hashem. What do you think he's angry about? He's angry because of Hashem's covet. So amalai v'esalisha b'shocha me avail mechayla timshach l'navi tachtecha, and the Baruch Shalom has such achpod in Abi Anavi that Hashem said, you know what? You're not the man for the job. What are you saying bad things about Jews? I'm going to appoint Elisha to be Navi. How could you say such things about my children? And the same thing with Yeshaya was punished. How could you say such a thing about my children? A Perish of Chazal. So Amalai, Efsha ben Devascha, Ashutam Akatra by yourself. But the Baruch Shalom said to Eliyahu Navi, I don't want your Nevuos. Do me a favor. No more. You're out of a job. What are you being mekatrig al Yisrael? What are you saying bad things about Jews? What are you being mekatrig al Yisrael? Okay, Hashem is Baruch Roitzer Rak Shem Litzu Toiv al Yisrael. The Hashem only wants the tzaddikim, the leaders, the rebbis, the parents, the rabbanim, to be mamlis toiv al Yisrael. Even the worst Jews. Afilo al hagruim. We're not talking about a Tinoch Shenishba, you understand. We're not talking about somebody who doesn't know and never went to yeshiva. We're not talking about somebody who drives to the temple on Shabbos, you understand. Hafilo ala gvur, the lowest Jews, choytim and toishim. What does the Rosh Hashanah want? Hafilo ala gvur, lekarev kulam elav yizbar. To be mekarev all of these Jews. To have rachmanis on them. To be mekarev them. Come on, Moshe ben Elav Shalom, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemosa Nafshal Ay Yisrael, was Moshe Nefesh for the Jewish people. For Amar, he said him, I'm a Chenina. Turn over the page. Next page. He said him, I'm a Chenina. That if you're not going to forgive them for the ego, then you could erase me from your book. A Chenina. That's what the Baruch Shalom wants. As Rabbi Nachman explained in Tanya Zayin, which we'll come back to a little later with us. The Rachmanis of Kimirachim Yinahagim, the one who has Rachmanis is the one who's supposed to be the leader. The one who has Rachmanis on Jews. The one who's Muhammad Schus on Jews. The tzaddik is not to be Makachu Chalulu. To say things to bring them further away, to hurt them, and to make them feel more distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now look how Rabbi Nachman explains the deeper meaning of Ma'alan V'Kodesh. He says, Zebuchin is Ma'alan V'Kodesh. This is the Bechin of Ma'alan V'Kodesh. She'kol ma'a she'megiyin uvoyin v'Kodesh yoyse v'yoyse. That the greater and holier a person is, listen to this. She'kol ma'a she'megiyin uvoyin v'Kodesh yoyse v'yoyse. That the greater and higher one ascends in the world of Kedusha, umasigin hasagas alakus yaiser, and the greater and more profound, the deeper and more amazing hasagas that the person has in alakus and godliness, dafka srichim yais malin nefashas yaiser yaiser. That person, in accordance to how great he is Malam B'Kodesh, he has to lift up Nefashos Yosef Yosef. The Loimar reading, he has to lift Jews up higher and higher, and not to knock them down, not to push them away. He has to bring them up higher and higher. Because when a person's Hasagas becomes so great in Elokus, and he goes higher and higher in Elokus, then he understands in a higher and higher way the yakus of a nefesh Yisrael, the essence of what a Jew is, like Rabbeinu talks about the Tzion Zayin. How holy a Jew is the essence, how pure and how beautiful a Jew is the essence. Just that he got messed up. He got messed up with some bad things. So the greater hasagas, Malam V'Kodesh, the person who comes to higher and higher madregas of Kedusha, dafka because of that aliyah, he's able to misamek Yosef Yosef, able to understand in the most profound, deepest way the love that Hashem Yisrael has for every Jew. And how this Jew himself is not Chalila, the etzem evil. He's just a lost princess. And the Baruch Hashem wants him back and wants the Tzaddik to find ways to bring him back. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. Sichem is malin nefashos Yosef Yosef, and I might read. Not to push Jews away. Dainu shizaru shloyim reidin hanefashos. They go to kushasim. You mustn't explain it. Be very careful. You're a yid. You're malin b'kodesh. You became greater. You became higher. You have to be careful for them reidin. That when you look at Jews who are not where you are, not to push them away, not to push them down. Every rebbe hear this. Every rebbe has to hear this. A parent has to hear this. A parent has come to a certain way of looking at life, a certain place of understanding. There was a talk that I gave last year, a little bit earlier than this time, and the talk, it went around a lot. And the talk I said to some of these teachers who are looking down at their students and talking to them in a way, in a condescending and negative way. So I asked a question that a couple of them contacted me that they were upset about. They contacted me anonymously. That they were upset about, because I made a comment in that share. What were you doing when you were 18 years old? what were you thinking about when you were 18 years old? I said, let's face it, you know Baba Sali either. You know Baba Shirevi. That's what I said. Some people were offended by that. I guarantee you that Baba Sali would not be offended by that. But you're a person, you consider yourself, you look at yourself as Ma'alan B'Kardesh. You've ascended to a higher level. And now what? And now when there's a bacha that's involved in things that are not so good, some of the kind of things that you were involved in when you were 18 years old, maybe without the internet. You didn't have the luxury of the internet back then. And you can't be soivel. You can't be soivel what this student is doing. You can't be soivel that he doesn't have his finger in the Gemara. You can't be soivel that he falls asleep. You can't be soivel that he comes late for davening. And you're by reading and by what you're saying to him or the way that you're treating him, you're pushing him away. Not that there can't be positive and very helpful way of giving Musa, but it's very, very hard. Very few people can do that. As you know, even at the time of Gemara, somebody came to him after, but nobody could give Teichuch anymore. So who made you into such a tzaddik that Rabbi Akiva couldn't give him, Rabbi Tarfon couldn't give Teichuch, and you could give Teichuch? So the Torah says, Ma'alan B'Kaydus, if you've ascended to a place of Kedusha, then you understand, then you should understand more how beautiful that Bochir is in your class, how wonderful your own child is, and how fortunate you are that you have such a child. Aye, what about all of the ugliness? No? Lift him up. It's okay, be in the caravan. But learn my reading. Don't push him down. Because of your Kedusha, because of the Madrega that you're on, be careful. Don't knock this shoe. Don't push him away. Don't put him down. Don't, because of your Kedusha, don't come to have Kedus on Jews, to have kindness against Jews. That doesn't mean that we're supposed to allow anybody to do whatever they want. It's not Hefker. But be Makar of the person. Never let me read him. That you can't be soivel this person, that he's a gerua. You can't be soivel him. But you can't be soivel this person. How dare it be such a thing that a Jew in Tuchin Ayin Test, how could there be such a thing that in Tuchin Ayin Test, that a Jew actually drives to the synagogue on Shabbos? Or how can it be that he bechlal davens in a place that's not even in Orthodox shul? How could it be such a thing? And any other aveira that he's guilty of, or that you imagine that he's guilty of. It's because if you have thugus of Kedusha, you can't be soivel or sagur, ashekoyesim alayim, and you speak down at them and about them. Ashechem lahayvidei son chas v'shalom, and by doing that you bring them further and further away. You're not bringing them any closer. No one's saying, God forbid, that you're supposed to accept that Chil Shabbos is okay, or any other veir is okay. That's not what Rabbi Nosson is saying. But it's not okay to be mekatri. It's not okay to put them down. So b'chinas peiches v'haylach, sh'omu be'es shamay kana. That inyan, that way, is the way of Beis Shammai. Except Shammai, of course, was tzadik yisod olam. But the way of Shammai was, the way of Beis Shammai, is Parchus V'Harlech. Parchus V'Harlech. Going down. Parchus V'Harlech. Kiloi Keinhu. Kitzarech Lios Ma'al in the page. The Gemara is saying that we pass him like Vesilo because the tzaddikim, the leaders, the rebbeim, the parents, have to be ma'alim b'kodesh. Let me read. He kol ma'asha migiyah l'mayli yaseira v'asogi g'dabim yaseira is the higher madrega that you reach. And the more that you understand about elokus, the more you should be understanding about a Jew. Tzarech l'shakim v'lasi tzimtzumim chadoshim. If you're so smart and you understand so much about Kedusha, you're such a big lamdan, you're such a big talmid chacham, then you should be able to think of gewaldig, amazing, and original ways to bring God down to these Jews. to bring the light of Chanukah into their lives, to bring Yiddishkeit to these people. He's such a chacham. He has such a sogas of kedusha. Then don't put Jews down. Bring the Divine Shalom down to them. Think of ways that you could package Yiddishkeit. Think of original ideas that could be used to help bring them closer. With all kinds of amazing strategies and all kinds of new ideas, and how can I reach this person? To have rachmanis, to be ma'alim a kodesh, who I may read. And by doing that, you'll be a real chacham, and you'll be able to bring many, many Jews close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to heal, and to bring a cure, into the Jews who are sickest, even to the Jews who are sickest and furthest away.
This is the inyan of the machlokes b'sham b'silel. So b'sham are imperfect for her love. B'sham says that you go down from 8 down to 1 candle. B'silel oimer moisa for her love. B'silel says no. Hillel is loshen of or. Hilu. Hilu is a loshen of or. B'hilu. Hilu. B'silel oimer moisa for her love. B'silel's mahalach is moisa for her love. To add. Kibishama Lutame. Kiomu Chazal, Shammai had a captain. Chazal said that Shammai was a captain. He has strong potatoes. Again, we're not judging Shammai. Chazal told us he was a captain. And Bishama is a world of potatoes. Why the Zehri Mirachik again was guided Khan with the Khafan Bamas Abinim. And we know from the Gemara and Shabbos and the Flamin Aleph that there was that potential here that came to ask about Yiddishkeit, and he said he asked in a way that was wasn't so pleasing to Shammai. It was a way that was an unconventional, maybe a strange way of asking. And we know that Shammai Azokin was Merachikin. He pushed him away. Mamish picked up a piece of wood. It was Merachikin, the Amos Abinyan, the Gemara says over there. He pushed him away. We're reading. Poiches. He sent him away. If he wouldn't have gone to Beisol, we wouldn't have had that neshama that belonged with us. But Hillel, because of his great humility, without the kpedis, no kpedis, but his great anivas, care of him, Barachim, he was makar, these people, Barachim, and Afavishlo, how you had been maskar, you were not worthy, these are unworthy people. Rachmanis. And they said strange things. The guy said, tell me the whole Torah, standing on one foot. Says, she gone. It's a strange person. What kind of strange thing is that? Teach me the Torah on one foot. We see that Hillel HaZakin didn't push these people away. The Kervan, the Chachmasai, and somebody wasn't Jewish. The Kervan, the Chachmasai, and the Sinusa HaNifla, and with tremendous wisdom, because of the great Hasagas, Ma'al and Bakaivis, because of his great Ma'ilis, the Kedusha, Hillel thought of a way how to find an opening with his regal Achav, how from that itself to have a Pesach to help this guy and to bring him into Yiddishkeit and to make him into a great person. The Alkain. Beis Shammai Shohi Tamidei Shammai. Beis Shammai with the Talmidim of Shammai. Shemigodol Tzidkosa Kedusha Osai. Because of the great Kedusha of Shammai. Halavai should be like that with all parents and all the Rebbeim. Their intolerance comes from their great holiness. I know that the times that I got angry at my kids wasn't coming from great holiness. I can tell you that personally. Maybe by you it was different. And there were certain Talmidim that I had problems being servile. And I know that that's not because I was so holy. That's why I couldn't be servile then. There were other inyanim. There was not
not because of my kedusha. That's not why I have problems with those students. But by Shama, I was talking because of his kedusha. And there were tzaddikim like that. So that world of the Shama is a world of kedusha. The goal is to cause kedusha. So Hayoch Elizabeth was Arachaykim Luchlochim Bechatas Nuvrayim. That because of the great kedusha of Shama Yazokin and the Talmud of the Shama, it could be soil people who are far away from the Rav Shlom, who are dirty, who are filthy, especially with Chatas Nuvayim, especially with the sins of youth, you know, especially when it comes to Inyanim, of Pagam Hadris, things that have to do with Arayas, with the apis of the Joseph of Tzadik. That they couldn't be soil. See, Yosef of Tzadik's name is Yosef because he's Moisef Ha'olam. And despite the fact that Yosef was the holiest, the Tzadik is the Olam, it says, Unar is Bnei Bilo Bnei Zilpa in the parasha, right? Unar is Bnei Bilo Bnei Zilpa, that Rabbi Nosson explains elsewhere, that it meant that he would make himself into a Nar. He thought of all kinds of brilliant ways how to get close to the Bnei Zilpa. Bnei Bilhah, the Bnei Zilpah. Who's Bnei Bilhah, Bnei Zilpah? The Bnei Shrachas. These Jews were far away from God. Jews were involved in all kinds of narishkeit. All kinds of silly things. And involved in all kinds of chakas, urim, and so on. Those are called Bnei Bilhah and Bnei Zilpah. And we'll see a verse from the Rishon in a few minutes. And Yosef, yes, he made himself into a nar. He would make believe he was one of the chevra. And if he would, like with a turkey under the table, right? He would make me as one of the chevri. He was such a chocham. Then Zakunim was Bach Hakim. He was a chocham. And he was tzadik Yisrael. He had bigger asogas to Gedusha than his brothers. But because of the bigger asogas he had, his name was Yosef. And Yosef means that he was Moisef HaHoelach, to bring Jews higher and higher. Malin v'loimari, b'kodesh v'loimari. So even the Bnei Bilhah and the Bnei Zilpah, even Jews who are far, far away, who are involved in all kinds of terrible aveiros. Yosef HaTzadik would go down to them. Unar. He would make himself mamish like into Unar. So he would make himself like that. He would dress a certain way and look a certain way. Unar. We have stories in the Rebbe Abun from Shishchel, Susi Elayna, because he was a pharmacist. And when he, in Danzig and wherever he was, and he went, and he would go and sit with Jews who were playing cards, you know, these chevra, that would go from the lowest chevra in town. And, you know, they had a story that he'd play cards, and this one said, what do you have at the end of the game? This one said, you know, I have two queens, a jack, I don't know. And he would say, and then somebody would say, I have three kings. And the Rebbe Bunuchis would say, it's not possible, there's only one king. And he would start to sing that Einan Mavada, there's only one king, there's only one king. And then he would carve chevra like this in such amazing ways, that there's only one king. And at the end of his life, how Rabbi Nachum was going, he played chess with Maskilim, with some of the famous Maskilim, to go play chess with them. I mean, from Rabbi Sol Salanta, that he went to Germany, so all kinds of chevra there. And the tzaddik goes down, and not everybody can do these kind of things. I'm not suggesting that everybody, you know, that everybody goes into the lion's den. But certainly to have rachmanis. Certainly to have rachmanis, not to be meridin. But Rabbi Nosson explains, so when it comes to Beisham, Elkeinam or Perches V'Halach. Their way was Parchas V'Halach. The Shammai V'Selosh Nei Moidim Shetzichim Ha'isa V'Abbas Ar V'Chayim Shabach. Look, the Nuss explains, nobody's arguing. The Shammai still both agree that it's supposed to be more light each and every day. Ki B'Vadei Ha'Neshe Mechanek Shetzelak Ha'Ner Shlohei V'Lahavik Ha'Lachad Yer Nechad V'Dolok Shemani Yaman. Because the Nes was that there wasn't enough oil only for one day, and it lasted longer and longer and longer and longer. So everybody agrees with that. The Bevada called Yom Shabbachar, and it's global, but it's one of the reasons why we say Halal every single day. Everybody agrees that there was a greater miracle the second day, the third day, fourth day, it's even a greater miracle, that the oil was going longer and longer and longer. And there was a Tesefus every day. Everybody agrees with that. Everybody agrees that you need greater light the next day. So what's the Shammai? Ach Shammai, serve him. So Machmezeh ba'atzmai. Oh. So the Shammai holds the Machmezeh ba'atzmai. That what? That because of that itself, because of that, that Machmezeh ba'atzmai, Poiches Lahorlech. Machmez Gorl Ha'or, Shanimshach B'chol Yon B'yayisa, Machmezeh ba'atzmai, Poiches Lahorlech. Can't ever show him a chaykum, kibay l'shtamish, and zehor. That the light of Hanukkah, because it's getting, because the light of Hanukkah is stronger and stronger every day, the Rishayim become less and less worthy of that great light. Less and less worthy of going to a higher Shia. Less and less worthy of going to a higher Madrega. And to bring a Raya, is a very strong Raya. Kain Rishayim Mechaykum, kibay l'shtamish, and zehor. From where? From the Ur of Gracious. Okay, in Shalom Chazal, Shavuot is Rosh Hashanah Elul Kedai, Lestamish in Ha'or, right, with the Ur Agon is the amazing light of creation, and Chazal say that Hashem saw that the Rishayim were not worthy of using this light at the 7 days of creation, so Zayin may be gracious, and Omer Elul Gnoz, Elul Tzadikim, Hashem hid the light for the Tzadikim. Okay, and therefore, Shammai, Beshammai, Hem Soivrim, Shigam Atam, that even now, Kshat Tzadikim, Masigim, Ur Godol, that when the tzaddikim, when a tzaddik is able to reach higher and higher levels of light, which every day of Chanukah is a higher, higher level of light, tzich mahalamo, you have to hide that from those who are not worthy. Lahalamo, kol mashem asigim yosef yosef, tzich mahalamo yosef yosef. And if with a bigger hasagas of light, the more the light has to be hidden, more and more hidden. And this explains so many things that are going on nowadays. And those tzaddikim who are trying to hide Pnimius HaTorah more and more. And even those who are true tzaddikim and are hiding it more and more, which we already know that at the end of time, Rabbi Chaim Vital writes, Makdama, the Kisra'i, that forget that the lower the Jewish people are, that could be because at the end of time, Jews are so desperately in need of more light, that the light has to be more and more revealed, not more and more hidden. Not to deprive them of the light of time, but to indulge them in the light of time. They're not worthy of such light. It's going to take them further away somehow, whatever. All these things that people say. So the beginning is Perches V'Harlech. Perches V'Harlech. So therefore, in that world, the yeshivas are having less and less students every day. Yeshivas start off with 100 students. That's Parshas Lailach, 99, 98, 97. The population of the yeshiva is decreasing. Understand? The acceptance rate is getting much, much more difficult and getting lower. And the population of the yeshiva is going Parshas Lailach, 96, 95, 94. They're not ruined. They're not worthy of your hasagas. They're not worthy of this life of Torah. So the yeshivas are getting smaller, or they have to make special yeshivas for B'nai Bila and B'nai Zilpa. They're going to call them, you know, yeshiva, Beis HaMedrash to the B'nai Zilpa. That they're special yeshivas. And then everybody has Rachmanis. Special yeshivas, then they have Rachmanis. You put them in a special yeshiva. But the ones that don't want to go to any yeshiva. And the ones that you put in, that you have to make all these special yeshivas. I don't know, when I was a kid, we didn't have all these special yeshivas, you know that? And the Rebbeim had more tolerance for all kinds of kids. Because I remember in my class, we had all kinds of kids, all different levels of being of religious and not religious, all different levels of craziness. Yeah, there's some that lost their patience, but it was a loss of patience, but there was like a certain twinkle in the eye. I don't know how to explain it. It wasn't a special school. We're here. The yeshiva can show off that our yeshiva specializes in having rebellion who loves the students. We this is a special yeshiva for boys who are not mitsuyanim. Who are not mitsuyanim. They weren't fitting into the mitsuyanish yeshiva. The tzioyanish yeshiva. They didn't fit into that yeshiva. The mitsuyanim. This is a new innovation in the history of Am Yisrael, a new thing. I'm sure that many of you saw that there was a clip a couple of years ago, Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. There was a certain well-known Askin, who runs many yeshivas, a very fine chassid of a person. Talking about how, like in a very, like sort of a, almost a casual way of a boy not fitting into a yeshiva. And you remember what Rabbi Leib Steinman kept on repeating? What word did he keep on repeating? Gaiva. Rabbi Leib Steinman kept on saying, Gaiva. And they didn't know what to do. They just like looked at each other through the vein. He's not matim, you know, he doesn't fit into our yeshiva. And Rabbi Leib Steinman just kept on saying, Gaiva. Gaiva. He was saying, Chevra, you're not Ishamai. Gaiva. If you'd really, really be smart, figure out a way how to get this kid to learn. Because sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's not possible. We all know there are certain situations. And Baruch Hashem, you have places that will help these kids. But it's becoming too easy to throw a kid out, you understand. Parchas v'harlach. Parchas v'harlach. That's what Rabbi Nosson is saying. The Bernstein doesn't want such a thing. The bottom of the page, second page. However, Beis Hillel, who the Talmidim of Hillel, we know he had unbelievable patience. Because he had mice and the Gemara, what kind of strange people came to him? What kinds of strange times? You know, Erev Shabbos, he was bathing for Shabbos in the mikveh. What kinds of modern people, modern questions? Hillel Azakin, so they saw his Talmud. So Isaac Okar of Rechaika Ma'ai. And he was Isaac always doing the car of the Rechaika. Akin Azlu Tamay. Therefore, they followed this Mahalach, the Sita of Hillel Azakin, of the Rebbe. So I'm a Moshe for Harlech, like Yosef Asad. Moshe for Harlech. The other Abba. Think of new ways. Think, add more kedusha to them. How? Go to them. Be mitzamtem yourself. Come to these people. The other Abba. Koma shetzadikim amshichin or go to benayisav yaisav yaisav. The more kedusha you have, the greater holiness you have. Kamechin shichin mahar ba'olam yaisav yaisav. The more you have to illuminate the world with holiness. Not to turn the world away. Then fill the world with holiness. Fill the world with more light. To bring Hashem's light to the whole world. To even those who are very, very far away. Adrava, like Hanukkah, the Indian with Mari Naim, and everybody knows that we light the Abki in such a low place, the Chatzilus light the candles, we even though the oil in the Shkin doesn't go to Matam HaSaratvachim, but the Hanukkah went earlier, the Chatzilus lit in such a low place, we're outside in the Shus around, we're all the low chever, we're the lowest, darkest place in the world, at the darkest time of the year. That's the Indian of Hanukkah. Lahore Bakhtanav and the Mukh Ma'ai. The rabbis call Achol Magadana B'yoyzer Rachmanasan to bring a refuah to the Jews who are most sick. But the sicker the person is, you need a greater doctor. The sicker the person, the greater the doctor you need, the greater the expert. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest doctor, and he had to be with us when we were in the Mentes Shari Tumah. See, you don't send a resident, is that what called? A resident, an intern. You don't send to somebody who has a big machla. A resident or somebody is, you know, a student in the hospital, somebody could take care of an easy inyan. But when you have somebody that's in Memphis or a tumor that's sick, mamish sick, you have to have the biggest kedusha, the highest Jew, the biggest tzaddik. You have to have the biggest doctor, Moshe Rabbeinu, that could take care of the sicknesses. It's the bigger Rebbe. Kamoichen HaRebbe v'atzadu k'mash negil amayel gadol yaser b'yoysa, the greater the tzadik is, the greater the Rebbe is, the tzarech l'har gam b'aktanim ha'nemuch b'yoysa. He's so great, he's able to bring Hashem, he could think of ways to bring Hashem's light down even to the lowest Jews. That's how great this tzadik is. He's the ikim ha'losa g'dolosa, because that's the ikim ha'ilah v'ikim g'dolosa, that Hashem loves in the tzadik. Makar of Harachaikim b'yoysa, the Makar of Harachaikim b'yoysa, after those who are furthest away, to Makar of them. Just so you can do Hashem as well. What's the greatest code of Hashem? The greatest code of Hashem from Hashkosim Mokom Achim. We're having it right. The greatest code of Hashem is Davka. When you get a Jew who's the furthest away, and you bring Hashem as well to such a person, it's the biggest code. Like when the king is only known in the capital city, that's not the code of the king. But when you can bring the king's greatness to some faraway island where they never heard of the king, and to that island you're able to bring the king, that now they also serve the king. That's the ikka covenant that the king has. It's not the people who are bowing down to him in the palace. But the people who want to serve the king that never saw the palace. They're a million miles away from the palace and they still want to serve the king. That's the ikka covenant of the king. The fact of course, no one's arguing there aren't certain betrayals of life that have to be kept more hidden. The vader be'echos la'alim b'lugmas are the things that have to be hidden. Can oilam kedai l'stamish b'hem? Because the world is not ready, or that person might not be ready for such. Oh, that's true. As a pichin, him oisim tachbulas keilu masakim tikunim keilu, or malvishim or b'levushim tzimtzumim neflon. This all tells achibah. That true, the world can't receive the light of that reason. Very few people. So what did the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh do? The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh put on the Levushim, his family put on the Levushim. How do you take this light that cannot be revealed to the world, the light of the Zohar Kodesh, the light of the Arizal, and Chassidus, the only thing Chassidus is the Metzams and the Or, to think of all kinds of Tachbulas, of how can be malbush the light of Rabbi Shimon, how can be malbush the light of the Arizal, and all kinds of Mesholim, and in stories, and all kinds of things that you could bring authority, even Jews are far, far away. On Misakan Tikunim Kaelim Albishim Orbelavushim Tsimsun the Floyim Kaela. Achimirim Gambach Tanim the Mail Ma'oi. They're able to bring up Jews who are far, far, far away. This is exactly what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Baal Shem Tov did in Europe. And they made him a hapecha, mamishim a hapecha, where there were Jews who were ignored by the Talmid Chachamim, who were ignored by the great tzaddikim. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh and his Talmidim thought of all different tachbulos, how to bring the Ur of Tzimis HaTar, the Ur of Hashem, all the way down, the Matim HaSar Tzvach, to these people, to Amcha Beis Yisrael. But even a lower Jew could feel a shaychus to the Baal, he could feel that he wants to be a Jew, he wants to do better, and he can do better. And Ma'al Nakaydish Veloy Marib. We're able to add more and more light, not 20 students in the yeshiva, 30, 50, 80, 100, another yeshiva, there's not enough room, 200, 10,000, kids from public school, kids from the street, kids that have no shaychus at all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No shaykh at all to this borough. Yesterday I went to visit a shtiebel someplace here in Yerushalayim, where there are boys that go in this little shul, and they're hanging out over there, boys who were thrown out from every yeshiva. Boys who come from all kinds of terrible mice and their families, all kinds of stuff that they run through. And there's a yid there that's a lechtigi, a heiligi yid, and he's like a hillel zaken. And he takes care of these boys. And his Marlon Bakardish Mamish. He changes their lives. Marlon Bakardish. Moisa Faharlach and Moisa Faharlach. Shekol Zev Bechinus Nechanik. Shemalikim Lamati Masarat Rach. And that's the end of the Nechanik, as we said before. But the Nechanikul Chachiva is Davke lit, but not the Masar Tvach, which calls him Ra'akain. Ra'akain Tvach, and it's Maisa Vahel. So look at this right from the Holy Vishnah. I saw this in the Chaveris. I have all my swarm here. But I brought with me this Chaveris that they have here. And I saw now they have America from Maisa Pinech Sidus. So you have from this week creation, you know, that's put out from Rabbi David Abu Chatzera, from the Machayim there. So on page Gimel, he brings in the Hebrew Rishna, from there Yisrael. It says in Pasuk, Yosef and Shlaias Reishona V'hayiro Yisach HaBatzayim, that Yosef was 17, and he was watching the sheep, his brother's sheep, with Nair, his B'nai Bilav, his B'nai Zilpah. And he was waiting upon whatever it was, whatever we'll see in a minute, the B'nai Bilav, the B'nai Zilpah, and the other, his father's wives. The other Yosef is the Bosom Rolavi, and he brought the boss in law, the things he came to tell his father, the things that the brothers were doing. You saw all have us Yosef and Kobanas by the skin of the love. And Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef from all of his sons because he was a Ben Zekum. So how does it fit in? That's why Yaakov Avinu loved him, because he was bringing love Lashon Hara. So the Rishna says a very big thing. So it's very similar to what I was saying before from what they asked. He says that the Pasuk is saying like this, Yosef ben Shvah Esrei Shah. Shvah Esrei is the Gematria, 17 is Toiv. Toiv is the Tzadik. As it says in the Pasuk, Imru Tzadik Ki Toiv. So ben Shvah Esrei is a code to say that Yosef is the Tzadik, Yisodai. Clean. Tzadik Ki Toiv. Hayaroyes Echav Batzayim. The vision says, Toivish, the true tzaddik watches over his generation like the shepherd watches over his flock. We see Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Raya Mehimna, the loyal shepherd. He was always saying good things about his people. And he's always defending Jews. And the true tzaddik, the highest tzaddik, is always crying to Hashem, saying how Jews deserve Mashiach, and they're really good, and they're not the way that they look, and they don't mean to do what they're doing, and so on, to try to bring the Geula. Now, what are the times that the tzaddik, that the one who was tired, that the Yosef uses, the Jews should be able to finally be finished with this miserable garlands? So he says, the vision says, V'hu nar. Mashem oisa maisi narus and Hashem loytoyvim. Rabbi Shalom, you know why Jews are doing things that are maisi narus? They're doing narishkai. Why are they doing such stupid things and bad things? Mashem, you know why? Yan is bnei bilha. Bnei bilha says a word shehim mevulbalim. They're all confused. You know why? Bilha's a lashon of confusion. Then shvolim v'nidzim. The Moorish from America, but how almost because they're. What do they see? Where are they being raised? What world do they grow in? Gullus? You know, when you put them into such a crazy gullus, what do you want from them? They're b'nai bilha. They're b'balim. Because they're living in such a sick world. There's b'nai zulpa. Zulpi says, the Rishna says, zolta. They live among people. Zolta means that they have cheap mouths. Or they're nazalza with their mouths. Meaning that they're living on people who are putting Jews down, who are cursing Jews, who make Jews feel like they're worthless. Sometimes not only Jews, but not only non-Jews that do that. That's zilpa, zolpe. That people are putting them down and saying disgusting things to them and about them. So they feel like they're worthless. So vayover Yosef, then what happens? The vision says that vayover Yosef means the tzaddik brings what? As the bosom roar el avia. He brings the Bosom Olavim, Perish Kola Rosh, and the Tzosn of the Golos Amarza. He brings it to our Father, to the Baruch Shalom, the Bosom, all the disgusting, terrible things that have happened to Jews in Golos. All their suffering in Golos, the Bosom Ra. All the terrible things that people do to them and say about them. All the suffering and misery that they've had in Golos, the Tzaddik brings as the Bosom Ra El Aviyam. Hakolu Misapel Avim. The Tzaddik goes and talks to Hashem about what Jews are going through in Golos. The Bosom Ra. The Mamlets are Lam Tavis, and the Tzaddik is saying only good things. Good things. Shrak Machmas Achaskus, by Yisum, Shasoyvlam, after the Golos. Any Mechamah Hatzma, I said, what do you want from them? It's because all the Chaskus of Golos, because of the difficulties of Golos, Jews have forgotten what Shabbos is, and the Jews also are doing things that they shouldn't be doing, and they don't know what it means anymore to be in an Orthodox Jew. You understand? So but it's because of the Chaskus of Golos, all the things that we've been in for thousands of years. They say, we have to take them out of this. Not to punish them, not to ignore them, not to denounce them. But we have to bring them out. You have to take them out of this Golos. If you bring them out of this misery, out of Mitzrayim, out of Golos, out of what we're in, you'll see that they're going to be gevaldig, they'll be great. Well, Tzaddik Halaz Nemar, and regarding this type of a Tzaddik, this Abishil Tzaddik, the Bashem Tov Tzaddik, it says in Pasuk, V'Yisrael, Yisrael Ohav is Yosef. Yisrael, the reason it says means what? That was his name. The Bashem Tov's name is Yisrael. And the vision was named for the Baal Shem Tov, his name is Yisrael. Hainu Tiferes Yisrael, Shvakadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael means the Baal Shem Tov, Tiferes Yisrael, the glory, Hashem is Baruch. Yisrael, it means the hint of Hashem. Yisrael, Ohav es Yosef. The Baal Shem Tov loves Yosef, loves the Tzaddik who aids more Jews. Loves the Tzaddik who is saying good things about Jews. A Tzaddik is a Mikol Bona from all the other Tzaddik. Ki ben zekunim hu loy, because he's a ben zekunim yes. What does that mean? Tagim unklus, b'achakim hu loy. Yosef, the Tagim says, ben zekunim means he was a very wise, clever son. What's the wisdom and the cleverness? B'nei shubo b'chochma b'slum, like we just learned from Nassim, b'nei shemizbach. Because of all kinds of chochmas, had to be melech Yosef, actually, had to be mamlech toiv, to say good things, to be tainis, and to say good tainis, to Hashem, and shmas, to daven, Sarach Luga was one of the tzima filo that the Rebbeinu wants to take Jews out of the darkness, take us out of Golos, to bring us out of the darkness of Golos, Amen. We still be Zoyche and Mitzvah Shem. In our own way, we're not Tzaddikim, but we're trying to be regular Jews, good parents, good teachers, good husbands, good wives. We still be Zoyche to be Mitzvah Dikir Tzaddikim, Balshantel Tzaddikim, to be Holchim, Mesifim, more and more and more. Until that day of Avarichas Nevel, then Yisrael Mishichenu, Lashar Amitis, and Henya Menor Amen, Amen.